Philadelphia film lovers can avail themselves of the more than 110 works comprising the 25th annual Philadelphia Film Festival. The Philadelphia Film Society sponsors the festival, which premieres Thursday. Let's go to the movies with Society Executive Director Andrew Greenblatt and Michael Lerman, Artistic Director of the Philadelphia Film Society. Andrew, Michael, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
How you doing?
Thanks for having us.
So what is the process by which these, in this case, 110 works are assembled?
So we're interested in all genres and all types of cinema. We want to give a real survey of what's out there and what's happening in the world of cinema today. And we definitely want to bring things that, you know, we feel like there's something for everyone in the program. So, you know, we want to represent all types of cinema. First and foremost, the real goal is trying to do something that we love, that we can be proud of, that things that have really touched us or struck us as original or new in the field, and that are trying something different, that are adventures for people. And so that's where we start from. And then it's about just trying to put together the best of the year. You know, I do a lot of work for other festivals too, and those have various different agendas, but here I think what we're really trying to do is just do what was the year in 2016 in film. Like, what will we remember? What changed this year? What's important in every country in the world and what they're doing in cinema. And we've managed to hit 23 of them, and that's really exciting for us. And what can we bring to the table in the arts culture here in Philadelphia?
Andrew, how has the society and specifically the festival evolved since you've been in this capacity since, I believe, 2008?
2008, yeah. We've experienced tremendous growth. I mean, one of the first things we did in my first calendar year cycle and Mike's first as artistic director is we moved the festival from the spring to the fall. On the hypothesis that our programming would be more substantive. And the festivals were great before, that's not what I'm saying, no. But we found ourselves in an area where we were losing things, and we thought maybe if we move it here, we will gain more, and what we've seen is it's been true.
What is the correlation between time of year and substance?
Well, being in the fall, you're playing with all of the potential Oscar contenders. And while we miss some based on being where we are in October and some get released in, you know, September, and some hold till December, you know, something like our opening night film like La La Land, which is going to be there straight through the entire conversation. Films like Moonlight, like Manchester by the Sea, these films that are our big centerpiece films, we would never have them if we were in the spring. We wouldn't have that type of gravitas. Even beyond that, we have found that, you know, our audience has continued to grow. Our relationships with distributors have continued to grow. And the festival program has just been stellar year after year. I make the joke that every year, this is our best program ever. And I hope I can say it again next year. So far, 8 years in now, I've been able to say it every year. And this year continues that trend. We just continue to top ourselves. This program in particular, from the centerpieces to the masters of cinema, which is another section. The French section is particularly strong. The feast section, which is films about food. The Filmadelphia section, films that are made by Philadelphia filmmakers or tied to Philadelphia. Everything. It's really a spectacular program this year.
Philadelphia demographic is continuing to evolve, certainly relative to a decade ago. The population has stabilized, perhaps going up a little bit, the influx of millennials. How has that audience for this type of festival and film changed?
You know, it's been great, actually. You know, we're a membership-based organization. We are a 365-day organization at the Film Society, and we have a lot of members. They skew older, especially at our higher level memberships. And then the festival, in terms of ticket buyers, tends to skew younger. And so we get these incredibly exciting, diverse audiences all enjoying the same films. It allows our programming team to take greater chances for both of these audiences. And, you know, the feedback we get is, you know, almost exclusively positive. You know, it's really endearing when we see someone love a film or a group of people love a film that we thought was risky. I mean, we saw it last year in the ratings, and We're excited, by the way, that the Philadelphia, the city and the surrounding areas continues to grow and continues to come and see what we're producing.
Andrew and Michael, you both have suburban Philadelphia roots. And in my neck of the woods, there used to be a Bala movie theater, a Wynwood movie theater, yeah. The suburban movie theater. With that kind of retrenchment now and perhaps limited avails to go to the movies, is the consumer experience different and obviously much more done in the privacy of one's own movie venue, one's own home?
I think that we're trying to make sure it's not. In many ways, I think, you know, it's interesting you mentioned those theaters because they were all single screen for a while, and we owned one of the last single screens in the area.
Which was?
The Prince Theater.
The Prince, yeah. Yes.
So, you know, the International House still exists, but I can't even think of another single screen venue. But, you know, we own one of the last major single screen venues, so we're clearly devoted to trying to do something like that, trying to capture that experience where you know, I went to Jurassic Park on opening night at the Bala, and the experience of having 500 people watch that at the same time and be excited about it at the same time is what I hope we do with our opening and closing nights. With a film like Arrival, which is a science fiction movie that we're closing with, it'll be that same kind of emotional and exciting experience altogether. But then also, you know, a lot of the films that we're showing, they may get some form of distribution. They may come out through a personal channel, something like watching it through Netflix or something. You'd watch it with one or two people. But for us, this is your opportunity to watch it all together, to see it on a big screen, to see it the way cinema was originally intended to see, and also to see it with other people, to laugh, to cry with them, to feel the same things they're feeling at the same time. And that always enhances a movie experience. So
initially opening that door to that community is something called Festival Genius. Explain how that works.
That's the website platform that we use. They're great. It's really helpful. It's one of the only platforms in the world that is built around having kind of a plug and play thing for film festivals to come and say, this is who we are and this is how we work. Like, we've looked at other website platforms that are built for events, but often, you know, events don't repeat. For example, like, films show two or three times, so they're not built around that. We show shorts in front of a lot of the features, and they have a great way that's built too. So they've been an incredibly helpful resource for us to really categorize the work and make the work come through in a digestible way on the web for our audiences.
You spoke to the dearth of single screen theaters remaining in Philadelphia. Can you count on the fingers of a couple of hands how many are left up and down the eastern seaboard of note? Are they just
going the way
of the dinosaur?
They really are. I mean, the Ziegfeld in New York closed. I mean, that was a legend.
Right. That was the gold standard.
Right. And that's still closed. They are going away.
We're speaking about a glorious past. Do you both have confidence in a glorious future for films?
Absolutely.
Both filmmaking and viewing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think so.
I think, you know, we're dealing with a lot of new technologies and new ways to distribute. I think the new ways to distribute really help filmmakers and the filmmaking process, because it means that you can get your work out there easier. It is also really important to festivals, because festivals can become the theatrical release for a lot of these films. If you just aim to play 10, 15, 20 festivals and to build up awareness that way, and you tour with your film and then you put it out through video on demand, through streaming services, however you want to do it, that helps you bring your film to the world. In terms of the existence of theaters, I mean, we still believe very firmly in them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be seeking them out.
Right.
It's a communal experience. If you've ever watched a comedy alone at home or as one person in a theater and then watched that same film with 300 people, it feels incredibly different. Watching your Mel Brooks movie would feel incredibly different. No matter how funny it is, you always feel a little odd laughing to yourself. But when you're laughing with 300 people, you really feel something special, and you can't recreate that elsewhere.
For listeners who want to know more about specifics of the festival,
please go to our website, filmadelphia.org, FILMADELPHIA.ORG.
We've been speaking with Michael Lerman, Artistic Director of the Philadelphia Film Society, and Andrew Greenblatt.